The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Follow us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Giant Communications pregame show. Our coverage of local high school football is made possible by our sports boosters, featuring our title sponsor, Peru State College.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And with that, we welcome you to Winchester, Kansas, where there's high school football this evening on Care Radio as Mario, or we're going to talk about them, as Jefferson County North plays host to the Mission Valley Vikings. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the Care Radio Sports Studios. Gus Counts with me here upstairs, Tom Counts, and team captains, Gus, getting together, having a meeting in the middle of the field. Good game for these teams as they, you know, Week 8 of the regular season has already gotten upon us, you can tell, because you look across the way, as we look across the field that runs north and south, we're looking to the west, and first time we were here this year, the sun was blaring at us. Now it is gone already. It's also not only Game 8, last regular season game, but it is also Senior Day here at Senior Night here at Jefferson County North High School. And we'll be talking about that and the individuals involved in all that.
Yeah, and now we're into district play. There's a lot at stake here in this game, as well as a lot of stake between Troy and Riverside. You say, how does that really match up? The winner of this ball game will be the runner-up in this district, and they will host the either Troy or Riverside. So they'll host the loser of that game.
So there you have that. So it's got a lot of implications. You get a home game, who are you going to play? And for Jefferson County North, they're going to start the game with the football as Mission Valley has won the flip of the coin at the onset of the game. They've elected to defer to the second half, and they're going to put their kicking unit out on the field.
Chill this for a second, because
yeah,
I've got a little work ahead of me.
Yeah, you're going to be scruffing down some numbers as Mission Valley and their head coach, Kevin Vanderbilt, on the sideline across the way from us, and they are dressed in their traveling white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants, black helmets, and black headgear. Overall record for Mission Valley, they are 3-4 on the season, but importantly, 3-1 in this district. and they are in the Flint Hills League right now. So that's kind of how they shape up. Jefferson County North in their home Kelly green jerseys and helmets, black pants, and white lettering and trim. Chase Ian is going to send a pair of return men back deep, and they're going to settle in around their own 15-yard line as you're going to have Connor Kearns on the far side, Ethan Noah here on the near side. We're about ready to get this thing underway. Set to go, and hope you enjoy it from Winchester, Kansas. It is Mission Valley and Jefferson County North. Putting the toe to the ball, it'll be Jace Taylor, a freshman for Mission Valley, and his kick is away. It is high, but it's short. Bounding at the 25-yard line, rolling it. Scooped up at the 20, angling to the right side of the 25, 30, bring it up the right side of the 40. Hit there, bouncing off a defender and pushed out of bounds on the far side beyond the 40-yard line. An excellent return at Jefferson County North is going to have superb field position to begin their initial possession of the evening. Again, JC is going to be going from right to left across your dial, but guess it is a beautiful warm evening and just a hint of a breeze, just enough to make it extremely comfortable for the crowd here this evening and not enough to affect this game in absolutely any way. Here come the Chargers, and they're going to send Carson McAfee wide to the left side. Single receiver is going to be wide to the right. That'll probably be Ethan, and backs on either side of quarterback Blake Fowler. The handoff will go to the left side, getting back to the line of scrimmage and doing a great job to do that, Ethan Noel. No gain on that first down play of the evening. JC, and we'll pick it up on a second down 10 at their own. They're going to mark about the 42-yard line. Lots of games going on around the area. We'll try to keep you up to speed on some of those scores and some of the things going on with them as the game goes along. Okay. Second down play. Handoff is going to go to the young quarterback. He's going to pull it back, keep it himself, cut across the 45-yard line up to the 48, maybe the 49, giving him about 7 yards on a quick hitter off the right side by senior quarterback Blake Fowler. And he'll leave his team looking out at a third down and about three. Oh, that's Grady. Minute into the ball game, and back up to it. Here comes quickly JCN. Chargers under head coach Jeff Schneider. The snap back, and Grady's going to keep it. He'll cut to the right side, leans across the 50, and with a great second effort, will pick up a first down. It gets inside Viking territory. Pushed out of bounds into the Mission Valley bench, but they're going to advance the sticks. It's going to be first and 10. The Chargers moving the football on this first possession of the evening. And they're going to spot it down around, the 43, 44-yard line, Viking territory. For Mission Valley, it is a pretty standard 43-looking kind of a defense. They'll run four big guys up on the line, and they're cheating everybody up with one deep defender over the top. Now Grady will roll left. It's a option play. Then he will keep it, cut inside, gets a block that seals the corner. He'll take it down to the 40-yard line. And JCN keeping it on the ground and predominantly in the hands of quarterback Grady Noel. Grady with a quick look over to the near side, and Coach Snyder is going to bring the play in from the near sideline with Andrew Baker, big sophomore. Andrew's a big, tall, lean guy. Is going to set up as a tight end on the right side. And again, JCN's got everybody in tight. No receivers out at all. And now they're going to hand off a little bit of a reverse, trying to bounce outside, looking for a block that does not come. And there's going to be a loss of yardage back to about the 44-yard line. Ethan Noel with the carry. But that was a good bit of defense for Mission Valley and Porter Dieters. He's a sophomore, and I'm calling the outside linebacker on that right side of the defense, and he did a good job of realizing what was going on, not being taken in by the misdirection at the start of the play, and sealed off that edge. It's going to bring up a third down 9. JCN, third and long, as they've taken the opening kickoff. Now they're going to go into a more of a pass-oriented set. 3 to the right, 1 to the left. QB's back, throws right, has his man that's going to be caught. Cuts back into the middle, gets inside the 35, and will pick up the first down. On a third down 9, that pass drop was about 6 yards long. But a great catch and a solid effort to advance the ball. They'll take it down to the 33 of Mission Valley, and JCN is going to keep this drive alive.
Ordered with Colton Applehand.
Did
going to make the stop on there. So you had the middle linebacker and the cornerback able to make the play on it, but not before. JTN able to move the sticks and pick up another first down on this drive.
Carson again is going to go wide to the left side. JTN is going to go also wide to the right. First down and 10 inside the 35-yard line. Snap a little bit high, but Noel's able to handle it. Works his way to the right side. Is going to be stood up. Is able to push forward, keep the legs driving, and pick up a yard or two. It's going to be a very short gain as big nose tackle Drake Duncan makes a stop for Mission Valley. 8 minutes to play in the opening quarter. JCN has taken the opening kickoff and has slowly, methodically moved the football downfield.
Yeah, this has been a great possession right here for JCN. They're taking a lot of time. They're making sure that they're getting the right play call that they need. And we're just under 8 minutes to play here in the first quarter, and JCN stepping up over the football for this second and nine call.
Very patient. You got to look the very workmanlike way. They're just going about this, running the plays. Handoff is going to go to the right halfback. He will cut in the middle, spins off the first defender, takes it down to the 30-yard line. So a nice carry for Connor Kearns. Porter Dieters, McQuinn with the stop. We've seen Porter Dieters in on several stops already. I like how he plays.
Yeah, Porter Dieters is at middle linebacker position right now for Mission Valley. He steps in there. Only a sophomore for this team, and this guy who's not afraid to mix it up in the middle, and I really like the way he plays.
Again, it'll be McAfee wide to the left side. Single receiver going to go wide to the right. Quarterback Grady Noel, running back just behind him. Long count. He'll keep it himself again. Duck into the middle, and Grady's going to pick up yardage down close to the 25-yard line. And for JCN, he got 11 to Drake Duncan with another stop because not looking for the home run. Not playing outside themselves. Pick up 3, 4, 5 at a time and just drive it.
Yeah, now they're looking at a fourth down and 3. And for JCN, you feel like they're setting you up, right? They're running the ball downhill, downhill. The second those safeties step up and suck up close to the line of scrimmage, you feel like they're just going to burn them over the top.
Calvin Manville is wide to the right side, and Carson McAfee wide to the left on this fourth down call. Quarterback will hand off right side, breaking a tackle. Here's the first down. It's at the 25-20. Angling over to the far edge inside the 15-yard line and very near the 10. An outstanding run, Ethan Knoll.
Yeah, and the official, as he signaled the ball down, he's got his flag in his hand. I'm not sure if he called anything.
Looks like he's tucking it back away again.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to maybe call a horse collar tackle. I thought that might have been what happened. But he's going to tuck that thing back in his pocket and say, well, it wasn't. So 6:24 left here in the first quarter of play. JCN looking at a first and, is that first and goal right at the 10?
And this time, the first penalty marker of the evening will sail before the snap of the ball.
He called encroachment and false start. I'm not really sure where he's going with this. False start offense.
So there you have it. JCN will be penalized the first flag of the night. Coming here at 6:23 to go in this opening quarter in this game. Because this is kind of uncharacteristic for us. I'm not looking to
let's
jinx
not
things.
Go there.
Here we go. That ground game will do this. So the penalty is going to be assessed, and it is going to bring up now a first down call. I thought it'd be first and 15, but apparently it's not.
It is.
It is? Okay.
Just move the down box.
I got
you. I don't get it.
Here's going to be the snap pack, and a run into the left side will go back inside the 15-yard line. JCN playing just off guard, taking the ball into the left side. And again, you've got Grady Noel running the football. Because this has become kind of a thing. I mean, whether it's in high schools, colleges, now we're seeing it in professional football. Quarterbacks who are now ball carriers and primary runners.
Yeah, so for many years, you just looked at it as you were a defense, you were going against 10 because the quarterback was just not going to be a guy to carry the ball. Now the quarterback has become a weapon, and, you know, so now you even things up at 11-on-11. It's a lot tougher for defenses.
Grady's going to go back to throw, rolling right, looking right, downfield, into the end zone, and it's going to be batted away. Was it picked off, or is it? No, incomplete, out of bounds.
That time the receiver was able to come back and make a play on the ball, and that was going to be Connor Kearns. And that time he had it, just couldn't quite bring it down in the field of play, but it'll bring up a third down now for JCN, third and goal at the 14.
See, and this is kind of what you were talking about earlier. You thought that maybe all that running in the middle and keeping it between the tackles is going to set up that pass downfield and out to the edge like that, and that's certainly where they've gone. Throwing the ball, interestingly, to the short side of the field. We'll see if they go wide side this time. Third down goal about 14 yards out. Snap back, three-step, drop, four-step, drop, five-step, drop, setting up the screen. It's in the hands of Connor Kearns. He's at the 15, Kearns at the 10. Down to the five-yard line goes Connor. Setting that little screen up in the middle, and it took so long. And the quarterback, Grady, did a kind of an interesting job. You usually see him step back and then step back and then step back as he tried to draw those linemen closer.
Yeah, he kept dropping back, and then as he flares it off into the left flat, now we're going to get a timeout, JCM.
We're going to take a break with him at 5:04 to go in the opening quarter. We're scoreless in Winchester.
It's fall at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and they've got the Fall Blizzard menu to prove it. Check out all the new flavors, including Reese's Take 5, Oreo Hot Cocoa, and Berry Cherry Chip. And don't miss the Blizzard of the Month, Snickers Brownie. They're in the fall mood at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. You know it, you love it. It's fan food, not fast food.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to Winchester. Coming out of the timeout, JC, and a quick pass over the middle, and it is broken up a couple of yards deep in the end zone. It will go incomplete. So JC's initial drive, as impressive as it was, Gus comes up with no points.
How impressive is this? We're going to see Mission Valley come out and throw five receivers in the pattern, quads to the right, one to the left.
From their own five-yard line, QB is back, and now he's going to carry it out of the end zone. Gets to the 10, and feet first slides at the 13. Four, they're going to give him the long stretch at the 14-yard line. Normally with that feet first stretch, they're going to put the ball where it was at when he began his slide, but they're going to give him kind of the full slide on that. So that'll be a pickup of about eight or nine, and bring up a second down and short. From their own 14-yard line, Mission Valley, quarterback is back, flares went over into the left flat where it's a one-on-one isolation over there. The receiver's going to pick up a first down, carry it upfield, and get all the way up to their own 20-yard line. So Mission Valley, two plays into their first series, is kind of out of the shadow of the goalpost, as they say. First and 10, Vikings. And Mission Valley very quickly up over the football. Quarterback is Victor Vargas. He's back to throw again. Flares one back again to the left side. This time hit at the line of scrimmage and falling forward for a couple of yards. And what they are doing is what we see, again, a lot of teams and a lot of schools do when you run multiple receivers to one side. You have used two as primarily blockers, throw the ball to the third over there, and hope that those wide receivers gave him a little open space where he can get up the sideline. It's going to bring up a second down and seven call. This time the handoff is going to go to the backfield, hit and slung to the ground for a big loss all the way back at the 16-yard line. What a tremendous defensive play is. It was Porter Dieters, the guy that we talked about earlier, playing such great defense, carrying the ball, but JCN had that figured out. Nice job by the Chargers with that coverage in the backfield, and the loss on the play leads a third down and 11-4 Mission Valley. 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. It's a scoreless game. Mission Valley at their own 20-yard line. Back to throw again, QB. Vargas rolls left. Runs back into the middle. He's going to be hit. He's going to be sacked just outside the 10. He was looking for somewhere to go, and there was nowhere. Running to his left, a defender steps up, so he turns to run to the right. There was a defender right on his hip. No option for him. And another tackle for a loss. It is going to bring up a fourth down and near 20.
Great job by the JTN defense, being really aggressive, getting after the quarterback on that possession. That's there. But a good hold for JTN, and now it's fourth down.
Kearns and McAfee, the return man. The punt is not deep. It'll be fielded at the 50-yard line. Here comes Kearns. He'll bounce it 45-40. Cuts up the left side to the 35. Hit from behind it. Drunk down at the 32-yard line. So Jefferson County North is going to begin its second possession of the evening with fantastic field position. They're going to be at the Mission Valley 32. Scoreless ball game here in Winchester, Kansas, with 2.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. JTN beginning this series very, very good position deep in Viking territory. But if you remember, the Chargers' first possession got down inside the 10 and finally to the 5-yard line before it ended with no points. This time they'll send McAfee to the left side, Manville to the right. Quarterback Grady Noel. Running back is going to be Ethan. Officials are slowing up play for just a little bit as they're getting a fresh football into the game, getting everybody set. The down box is set, and here we go. Chargers from the Viking 31-yard line. The official having a brief conversation with Grady Noel. Grady will take the snap. Now hands off on a little jet sweep to the right side to the 25 and finally hit and drug down around the 24-yard line. That'll be a 7-yard gain. And that was a very creative play by JCN as they were taking a little advantage because of the very aggressive, let's call it that, pursuit of the front group for Mission Valley. Second down, 3. Chargers inside the 25-yard line. Outstanding crowd here on hand. Both schools very well represented.
We got them. We got good. Them. I think we're hopeful.
I like it. JC's got everybody packed in again tight on the second down and relatively short. QB's going to hand off to the third man around the right side, and as he bounces to the edge, Connor Kearns picks up big yardage. He's going to be inside the 10, but it's all coming back. The penalty marker on the edge tells everybody it's going to be holding against Jeff North.
Yeah, anytime you see the play starting to get spread out, and all of a sudden there's a big opening on the sideline and the flag comes out, it's going to be a holding against the offense. And so, tough break right there for JCM. But they've shown that they've been able to run the ball against this Mission Valley team. So I feel like if JCM can get back down into the red zone, that they're going to probably run the ball maybe a little more in this one.
This penalty is going to be assessed out all the way to the 35-yard line. And so for the Chargers, let's call it a second down at about 14. I was mentioning on senior night the big crowd that's on hand here, Gus, for both teams. And that also includes Grandma Ice, who's sitting over here on the side. She promised me she's going to have it tuned in. So we hope you're listening and having a good time. Minute 45 to go in this first quarter. Chargers back up over the ball, and again, they'll have receivers each way. Motion will go to the right side. That's going to be McAfee. Grady will follow him around the right edge. Picks up a good lead block. Gets it to the 30. Rumbles to the 25. Pushed out of bounds on the far side. He's going to be close to that first down marker.
Yeah, the 3rd and 14, they did a great job of just running quarterback power to the right side, and they are right at the line, and I believe they've got it. No, they're going to say 3rd down.
3rd and half a length to the football. And because you don't see that light. A lot of times you see motion and you'll see that wide receiver in motion used for jet sweep or maybe as a receiver. But this time they used Carson McAfee as a lead block, and he had a head of steam and he was pushing people.
Yeah, and I really like that play. So what you've got is the man in motion leading the way. You pull out a guard and he leads the way. I mean, that's a tough place to be if you're a defensive end standing out there and those guys are running at you.
Kearns is going to be wide to the right. McAfee to the left on his 3rd down and inches. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Rumble straight ahead. Picks up the 1st down with plenty to spare inside the 20-yard line. Chasing keeps the drive alive as Corbett Hink with the stop for Mission Valley. That's another 1st and 10 for the Chargers. And we're in the last minute of this opening quarter.
Yeah, JCN doing a great job moving the football. My only question for you is this connected to our radio box, or is that right into the ear of head coach Jeff Schneider? Because I feel like you're the offensive coordinator on this possession, right? You got to love it. It is just straight downhill running and just power football.
And there's a trick. It's not just running the ball. It's that downhill run. Keep it straight ahead. Keep moving right at that goalpost. And it's same play, same way. Grady goes to the right side. He's to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. He's near the end zone. Did he get in? Touchdown, Jefferson County North. Chargers go in from 18 yards out with a carry by Grady Noel, and he has been the primary ground gainer for this Charger team. Chasing has broken out on top of the PAT coming up here.
And you talked about it early on in the first possession that now you have to really respect the quarterback as a runner, because for seeing JC and run Grady Noel downhill, that time he did a great job of making a few tacklers miss and then just lowers the shoulder right as he gets to the goal line and powers his way into the end zone.
Chargers are going to go for two. Running back on his right side again with the motion. Grady's going to keep it. Follows that sweeping wide receiver into the end zone. And a two-point conversion successful. We're taking a timeout in Winchester with 36 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Jefferson County North, 8. Mission Valley, nothing.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Good to have you back with us here in Winchester, Kansas. And yes, Jefferson County North, this is the first time we've seen them earlier this season. They've made some really major changes in some of the alignment and some of the assignments. Not different players. I don't have that many guys. But what they have done is kind of realigned them, and it's been very successful. Here's a short kick taken by an up man, and he is going to fall forward across the 40. And look at him back up the field, up to the 45-yard line. Cale McCart with that return of the short kick. And for Mission Valley, their best field position of the evening, coming up first and 10 at their own 45.
Yeah, Cale McCart out there who returned that kick is only a junior for Mission Valley. They play a lot of underclassmen.
It is first and 10 for the Vikings. And again, they're going to go quads right and one left, and nobody in the backfield but quarterback Victor Vargas. He's back to throw, going left, has his man and throws it behind him, and it's going to go incomplete. He gets the intended pass for Bryce Bunger over there. But the thing is, that's a dangerous, dangerous kind of a throw, because you missed him pretty badly, and the defender, who is well behind him, over the top coverage, could have gone up with that.
Yeah, you had the cornerback trailing on that play, and he looks up. He's able to take that. No defense in front of him, able to take it back. But it will bring up now a second and 10 for Mission Valley. 27 seconds left here in the first quarter.
This time they're going to go with running backs on either side of the QB, who will keep it himself, go straight ahead, runs into a big green wall. You've heard of the green wave? Well, this is the green wall led by R.B. Tweed as the opening quarter draws to a close. We're taking a timeout here in Winchester. The first quarter is in the book. Jefferson County North, 8. Mission Valley, nothing.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Yeah.
Happy to have you back with us here, Riley Field.
On the campus of Jefferson County North High School in Winchester, Kansas, a member of the Northeast Kansas League. And the opening quarter, Gus, for these two teams, it was a lesson in, if you don't mind me saying it, old school football.
I mean, yeah, it was also a lesson in, many times we talk about possession. Like, there are limited numbers of times you're going to hold on to the football tonight.
Motion will go to the right side. The quarterback is back to throw. Over the middle, it's deep, and it should have been picked off and in and out of the hands of the defender downfield. And again, on a couple of passes, Victor Vargas, because he's been long and behind his receiver twice now.
Yeah, and I think that if you were to ask the defender right there, he's going to say, man, I would love to have that back.
Looking at the teams that are, because around here we're not quite so familiar with the Flint Hills League, you might talk about who they played a little bit this season.
Yeah, so they started the season with losses at Osage City, at Council Grove. They lost at home to West Franklin, then jumped into district play. Able to beat Valley Falls. McLeod was that weird game where they ended in the third quarter, and then beat Oskaloosa 2 weeks ago.
They're going with a halfback pass into triple coverage, and it's broken up. Little razzle-dazzle from Mission Valley. The pitch back, and then the running back just cranks up. And Gus, JCN didn't have, you know, single coverage, or they didn't even decide to go to double coverage. They had three defenders absolutely encircling the intended receiver. That chance, that pass had little of any chance.
So you're saying that they had it snuffed out from the start?
Yeah, pretty much. And two plays have taken 12 seconds off the clock in the second quarter. The approach of these two teams is so just diametrically opposed.
Okay, so JCN will start their third possession of the night.
And here come the charges. And look out at the 40, at the 30-yard line. Just a quick header into the right side and an outstanding run for JCN. And Grady Knoll, because he is rolling up some yardage tonight.
Yeah, Grady Knoll's doing a great job following that big offensive line that JCN has out there. And you know what else he's doing? He's being very patient, letting some things happen. And then once they do, don't miss that opportunity. He hits that gap and he's gone.
8-0. Chargers in front. Running back behind the QB. Grady will slide down. Now cut back across the grain to take it out of the 26-yard line. He'll pick up about 5 on a 1st-and-10 carry. And I like a running back that is also aware and understands the skills of the running back part of that position to cut back against the grain, cut back against the flow of the defense.
Yep. So many times they're going to tell you as a back, once you kind of get to the sideline, cut back across that defender, work to his weak arm, because, again, that's where you start breaking some of those arm tackles.
With McAfee wide to the left side and Calvin Manville wide to the right, Jefferson County North looks at a 2nd-and-7 call. Working to the left side is going to be Blake Fowler. He'll set up as a tight end on the left, snap a little bit high. The quarterback pulls it down, hands it over. Here goes Ethan Knoll. He's to the 20. Ethan to the 15. Ethan Knoll down to the 10. It's 1st-and-goal Chargers inside the 5-yard line. Bryce Bunger is the guy who saved the touchdown.
Yeah, Bryce did a great job coming from the backside cornerback, angled all the way over and was able to make the stop on the play and holds JCN out of the end zone for the moment. Right now, JCN going to be looking at 1st-and-goal inside the 5. They're going to mark this thing down at the 4-yard line.
And still, they continue that downhill running football style with a receiver each way, but running backs on either side of him. Grady Noe waits for the snap, takes it, hands off. Ethan bounces left, heads for the goal line. He's in! Touchdown, Jeff North! JCN gets their 2nd touchdown of the game here with 10:29 to play in the opening half. And the Chargers looking for another PAT. Play coming in from the near sideline with Andrew Baker.
Start thinking about it. How many plays has JCN had already inside the 20? Their first possession stalled out on down to, what, like the 2-yard line? They've scored on their last two possessions. Right now, JCN doing a great job of getting the ball into the end zone.
They bring the same alignment up for the 2-point conversion effort. Snap back, handoff, right side, going in. Untouched Connor Kearns for 2. And we're taking a timeout. Jefferson County North has doubled its lead with 10:29 to go in the opening half. Chargers 16, Mission Valley nothing.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Welcome back to Jefferson County North High School, where the Chargers have exploded here early in the second quarter to take a 16-0 lead over Mission Valley. And here comes the kickoff. This time it's going to be end over end and deep. Bounce at the 20 to the 15 and roll out of bounds at the 12-yard line. And so at least needs a field position here.
For a second, as some ball trickled down the sideline, I thought maybe the thing was just going to die in the field of play, but it just rolls out about at the 11-yard line and we'll get the penalty against JCN in four. Mission Valley, we're going to start this thing out at 35.
So for the Vikings, they have come out. We talked about how JCN is in. For Mission Valley, they have come out throwing the ball predominantly in five-man receiving sets with four in the diamond formation to one side or the other and a single receiver to that then opposite side. This time they're going to go to a single man on each side, and now they split the backs out and they'll go back to four wide. Vargas is back. Doing right side wobbly pass, and it is caught. What a fantastic catch. Superb coverage downfield, but that Porter Dieters using his height and long reach to haul that thing in. I think that's most impressively for me, the fact that he wrapped it up and held on because he was hit hard and quick.
Yeah, JZN has been around all of these receivers all night, able to put big hits on him. But that time, a great job by the receiver, able to haul it in. It'll be a first and 10 for Mission Valley on their third possession of the night.
Vargas will hand off to a motion man over to the right side. He will not get back to the line of scrimmage. And again, it's going to be Porter Dieters and Braden Williams waiting for him right there. It'll be the loss of one back to their own 46. Inside 10 to go in the opening half. JZN with a 16-0 lead here in this Week 8 game, and again, it's just so weird for me to say, and we've been doing it for a handful of years now, final game of the regular season, but for these two teams, it is a district game. Victor Vargas, he's also a tall, athletic-looking quarterback out there. He will bring Dieter's motion right. Dieter slips and falls, and we're going to have a penalty.
What happened was it sent me in motion, and he fell. And in doing so, it's an illegal motion in the backfield. So they're going to get a 5-yard penalty against Mission Valley. They'll be backed up to a 2nd and 15.
Probably, I'm going to say, might have been a blessing for Mission Valley because he was going to pitch that thing. And if the guy had lost his balance, he was not going to be where he expected him to be. And that ball was going to go on the ground.
Let's talk about you. Okay.
Uh-oh.
You see a lot of games. You see a lot of halftime performances. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
After this play, we're going to dive a little deeper into that because got an interesting correlation here.
Okay. Now, the Charger head coach, Jeff Schneider, has called the official over to him.
Okay.
And he thinks he wouldn't be so upset, but he seems
to
be.
So let's just talk about it real quick while we've got a second.
Sure. Take your time.
Halloween and Christmas, right? Basketball, football.
Yes.
What are the two songs you always hear at halftime? Thriller?
Okay. And Mariah Carey.
And Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling tonight we're going to get Thriller.
Yeah, I'm good with it. I love the Thriller one. Here, quarterback is back rolling left this time. Throwing across the green, but it's caught. 45, 50, down to the 47-yard line. That was a great throw by Vargas, who, as this game has gone on, has gotten a little more accurate with his throws. That toss was pulled in by Mick Quinn, and Calvin Mandeville had the coverage. But, yeah. Quarterback Victor Vargas doing a better job, I think, as he's kind of settling in and his accuracy has improved. And that's a hard pass running to your left like that. Third down. So they've overcome the penalty yardage. Third down at about 5. Vargas back to throw again. Being chased from behind. Throws one, and it's going to be caught with the fingertips and juggled and held on to. It's going to be a 1st and 10. Mission Valley inside the Charger 40.
As this possession goes for Mission Valley, do you feel like they're wide receivers are getting a little more confident?
Yeah.
I mean, like, that catch on the first possession, he probably drops it. But there, he did a great job of just hauling that thing with his fingertips and able to maintain possession all the way to the ground. It would be a 1st and 10 for Mission Valley.
After this play, I'm going to give you another little thought that this brings to me. But right now, Mission Valley at the Charger 39. Little handoff running to the right side, but going absolutely nowhere is Preston Bolte. As Andrew Baker's over there, bear hugs him, drops him for a loss of 3.
Yeah, nice job by Andrew Baker, just a sophomore, but doing a great job at that defensive end position. He had edge contained and didn't let anything outside of him.
I'm impressed with Mission Valley in this third possession of the game, mostly because you find yourself down a couple of touchdowns, and you weren't playing really well. It'd be really easy just to say, uh-oh, I'm in trouble, and to not have a focus to do what they're doing here, which is play better and better and keep coming. Here's a fast quarterback, flares it over into the right flat, caught just on the field of play, and taken up the right sideline, picking up about 5 yards. But again, it'd be really easy, down 2 TDs, you know, very early in the second quarter. You might just say, well, it's not my night.
Yeah, you just say, yeah, but you're so late in the year. You understand how much is really riding on this ball game, and you understand that, really, you're guaranteed tonight in one more game.
Yes, and I'm sure that Coach Vanderbilt from Mission Valley has shared those exact sentiments with this group when he had them on the sideline. Third down, 7 for the Vikings. Back to throw again, Vargas, this time with time. Now chased out of the pocket and hit and doesn't just get rid of the ball. Finds himself swarmed over, and he's going to be sacked by Elijah Huff. Nice job by Elijah Huff Jr. on that defensive front for JCN. And now for Mission Valley, it is a 4th and 15. There he is.
My eyes were seeing 50.
7 minutes to go in the first half.
So here you go for Mission Valley. Possession number 3 is their first possession of the second quarter. And they're looking at a 4th down, and they're going to leave the offense out on the field.
And again, quads right, short side. But the quarterback's looking left side. He's got single coverage down there. He's got his man, and it is picked off on a ball that would have been better knocked to the ground. But it's going to be intercepted. Give it to Connor Kern. That is a D-back reflexive move right there.
Yeah, every defensive back, you know, the ball is in their vicinity. A, they think they can intercept them all. B, every defensive back also thinks they're going to take it back. But that was a great job by Connor Kearns, able to go up, take the ball away from the receiver. And I'm telling you, he was playing out there on the island, and a lot of faith put in him right there by head coach Jeff Schneider.
Jefferson County North is going to begin this series inside their own 15 to the 14-yard line with a 16-0 lead and 6:40 to play here in the first half.
It's like,
Grady.
It's like asking a wide receiver if they were open.
Always. They're always open. Here's a snapback. Grady Noll runs up the right side, up the numbers, and gets across the 20. Give him 7 on a quick hitter off the right side.
Trey McGinley, the first guy in there on the stop, along with Corbett Hink. So, a couple guys in on the stop for Mission Valley. It will bring up a 2nd and 4 for JCM.
Over here on the near sideline, while he's getting the play in from the coaching staff, Grady Noll getting a towel and kind of drying the hands off a little bit. He wants to get a good handle on this ball. Clock rolling along now. It's 6:10 to go, nearing the midpoint of the second quarter. Single man in the backfield right behind Grady. Very long count this time. Snap, shoulder high. The pitch over to the left side. There's some room at the 25, and wow, it closed up quickly. I thought there was going to be a little space for Ethan Noll out there, but the defense came up, hemmed him in, and boy, Mick Quinn did a really nice job of stopping him, but not before Ethan had gotten the first down.
Yeah, now you have a Charger that's a little slow coming off the field. They're going to take one out and bring back into the ballgame for JCN. You're going to see Eli Weiser, the sophomore, is going to be back into the lineup.
1st and 10, Jefferson County North. They'll be operating at their own 26-yard line.
Have you been here the whole time?
No. No, absolutely not. We talk about the great crowd. It just keeps getting better. Here's a snap back. QB rolling right. Penalty markers are thrown into the middle of the field. And a really, really nice run fine. Grady is going to come back.
Yeah, we have a hold right in the middle of the offensive line. Is that time for Mission Valley? Their big defensive lineman, Davion Jones, only a sophomore, was back in the backfield in a hurry, and the lineman turned around and said, not so fast.
It always entertains me when the official throws that flag, not just kind of lobs it out there, but he put some authority on that one as he hurled it toward the point of the infraction.
There's a chance we might see a few of those tomorrow.
We will see a few of those tomorrow. Benedictine here on Care Radio tomorrow afternoon. Now, circle the time, okay? Set your alarm. It's not the noon game. It's not the 1 o'clock game. In fact, it is our only 2 o'clock kickoff of the season. It's Benedictine at Missouri Valley tomorrow. Gus and I are going to be over there to bring you that game. Our producer, engineer, Joseph, he may just spend the night there. I don't know. Going to be on hand to do all that hard work. And we'll be bringing you Raven football pregame at about 1:30. Benedictine kickoff at 2. 5:20 and counting to go in the half. After that penalty, it's going to become a second down long. Grady's in trouble. He's going to be hit, pulled down from behind. Got back to the line of scrimmage. May even have gotten a yard, but he didn't get much. He'll bring up a second down and 19, let's call it, shall we? The field, because for week 8, the field is in fantastic condition. But again, this fall, we just haven't had any rain. We haven't had any of those mud games that tear up these natural turf fields. And this place looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, you know, I'm no Jennifer Vucicki, but I hear there's a chance of rain on Monday.
Is that right?
Yeah, we'll see.
No, I'll check with Bill Spencer Monday morning. We'll find out. We'll get to the root of this. Motion over to the left side. Quarterback's going to keep it. Duck back in. Hit at the waist as it crosses the line of scrimmage and able to fall forward for maybe a couple of more yards. But for the Chargers now, this is not what their offense is geared for. Okay, this is going to become a third down and 17, 18 yards to go as Mick Quinn makes another really good tackle from his linebacker spot. The downhill running, we talked about it earlier, 3, 4, 5 at a time. Not going to get you to the promised land on 3rd and 14. And with that, Jeff Schneider's taking a timeout. We're going to take a second time out of the game with JCN here at 4:10 to go in the half. It remains Chargers 16, Vikings nothing.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
All right, guys, so far, Coach Snyder for JCN has gone to, what, page 1 of the playbook, right? I mean, we've seen maybe 4 different plays run by this offense. We're going to see a 5th play here on this 3rd down and 13 call. QB's back to throw. Pressure's on. The blitz is on. The throw is deep down the left field, and it's just out of the reach. And it's a 10-in receiver downfield, and he was looking at Connor Kearns down to that left flat around the 40. So that was a pretty nice little pass, too.
Yeah, it was a great pass, great route. It was well defended, though, by Mission Valley. They had a couple defenders down there. But can I tell you, I really thought on that 3rd down and long call, they were going to just go back to a play we had seen earlier in the ballgame. I really thought they were going to go back to the screen.
Yeah, I did. I'm a screen.
Yeah, I know you love the screen, but the middle screen was there again on that play.
So JCN is going to be punting it away for the first time tonight with 4 minutes to go here in the half. The snap is back, and the boot is away. Kind of a wobbly kick. It's going to be a good one, bouncing to the 40. 35, still rolling to the 30, down to the 28, maybe the 27-yard line. That was a superb punt, and it's going to give Mission Valley a lot of green in front of them. So begin this series, first at 10 of their own. We're going to call this a 28-yard line. 3:55 left, opening half. JCN with that 16-0 lead here in front of senior night crowd.
You talk about for Mission Valley. This is going to be their fourth possession of the first half. They punted on possession one with a three and out. They've had a turnover on downs and an interception already tonight. So for Mission Valley, they're going to have to start making good on some of these possessions, because with the way JCN is handling the football up two touchdowns, it's going to be tough for Mission Valley to come back if they don't get something on the board soon.
Here's Victor Vargas on the RPO. Gus probably didn't make the right decision. As he was running out of space, headed toward the sideline, a defender closing in on him, he pitched it to the trailing running back, who then found that defender leaving Vargas and pushing him out of bounds for even a greater loss.
Yeah, that was just an all-around play where a running back said something to his quarterback after that play, and he says, "Hey, don't string me out on that kind of a play. Go down." But nonetheless, there's going to be a loss on the play. It'll bring up second and 13 for Mission Valley.
Yeah, Vikings all the way back down their own 25-yard line. Still looking for their first points of the evening. Quarterback will roll left this time toward the wide side, and he's going to throw over the middle, and it's a wobbly pass coming back to try to make the catch. It's incomplete, and now a late penalty marker sails at the point of the reception. You can expect pass interference here, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm not
have a confab here, but I certainly what it looks like you're going to.
Yeah, it's going to be a pass interference against JCN. Not exactly a fan of that call because, again, the defender tried to fight through the offensive player to make a play on the football, but it was all said and done, and it will net Mission Valley first down.
Yeah, they're going to march this thing forward, and the Vikings are going to keep the drive alive, a drive that looked like it might have been going to stumble and fail. So with the ball at their own 40-yard line, new life for Mission Valley. First and 10 Vikings. Moving from right to left here in the late going of the opening half. Vargas back to throw. Throwing deep again. Over the middle, and it is incomplete, and we're going to get another one. Another penalty marker again at that point of the pass coming to the ground. We'll see if they...
So right now, Mission Valley has gone to that Las Vegas Raiders offensive game plan, right? Just chuck the ball deep, hope for a pass interference, and on back-to-back plays, they've gotten it. So another 15-yard penalty against JCN will take this thing down into Charger territory at about the 45-yard line.
Yeah. And you see, the thing is, when a pass, and like that one, was not particularly well thrown or close to the receiver, as a defender, you're coming back with the receiver, and there's a collision and ensuing a pass interference call. Now it's going to be the QB draw. That losing 4 yards. Victor Vargas took one step back, pulled the arm back down, and started to go straight ahead. There's nothing but defenders.
I got to see what Jeff Schneider's problem is.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
I feel like I should be like Tony Romo. I need a little...
You need a telestrator.
Yeah.
Remember Madden had the telestrator when he was working with Summerall?
But here's the problem. Mission Valley, if they run two guys next to the quarterback, when they shift them out of the backfield and run them in motion, they're both moving towards the line of scrimmage.
Quarterback hands off, a little jet sweep to the left side. It is going to lose another yard back to midfield.
Elijah Huff in there for JCN, the junior, doing a good job of making the stop on the play. It's going to be a loss and bring up a third, and they're going to mark it down, third and 15 now for Mission Valley, and the Vikings are going to utilize their first timeout.
We're going to take it, Joseph, down to 2:01 to go in the half in Winchester. Jeff North, 16, Mission Valley, nothing.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Thank you.
Let's see what Mission Valley's cooked up coming out of the timeout. Motion will go to the right side. It is a third down 15. Really deep drop. They're setting up the screen. And the pass is going to be caught and then caught from behind the receiver, Porter Dieters. Braden Williams, he was not tricked.
I love that play right there by the defensive lineman, Braden Williams. He realized that the offensive line was just letting him go. They don't block it. It's for a reason. He turned around. He found the running back right behind him. Makes a stop on the play. It will now bring up a fourth and nine for Mission Valley. JCN going to burn their final timeout of the first half. We're going to keep it here.
Yeah, absolutely, Joseph. With a minute 45 to go in the opening half, and Jeff North with a 16-0 lead for Mission Valley. Because this is not necessarily a slam dunk decision. I mean, you can punt the ball, but you may also leave the offense out there and see if you can pick up a first down, pick up another pass interference, or try to keep the ball away from JCN.
Yeah, you can twofold it, and I think you're right. Either you're going to chuck the ball deep, hope for a pass interference. You know what else you're going to maybe hope for? Maybe just an interception, right? It happened the last time. It was an interception deep, and so it worked out like a punt. But again, I think you right now probably have to leave your offense out on the field.
And here's the next thing. If I'm Mission Valley, I don't know if I'm really afraid of the JCN offense with a minute 45 to go in the half, because if they've got to go 60 yards at 3 and 4 at a time, that's going to be hard to do. So we'll see what they're up to. Fourth down and 9. QB's back. Goes left. Has his man hit on stride, and he goes out of bounds with the ball, and it's going to be a first down to the 30-yard line. That was a nice pass that some of the people are saying, oh, it might have been incomplete, but no, he didn't drop it until he was out of bounds, and he firmly secured the ball.
Yeah, he caught the ball and made, both feet down, made a football move, and then the ball comes loose as he got out of bounds. So it's going to be a first down, but a nice job right there by Mission Valley. And you know what I like best about that? The receiver knew where he was on the field, had that down in distance, and picks up the first down.
Yeah, running out of bounds. Clock stops. It's still over a minute and a half to go. Back to throw again. Vargas. Now he's going to go with a QB draw. Hit at the 30, down at the 28-yard line, and the clock will continue to run.
That time, Andrew Baker making the stop on the play for JCN. But we are under 90 seconds to play here in the first half. Mission Valley, if you're wondering, does have two timeouts remaining. JCN, though, cannot stop this clock.
Receivers, three right, one left. And there's a running back in the backfield. He'll stay in the block. Quarterback rolls right, throws right, hits another receiver on the run. Up the right sideline, picking up a first down, getting out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. Another nice pass. And he's been really going to the left side, because this time he went to the right, hit his receiver right on the numbers. That was well done.
That time, Mick Quinn, the receiver. Mick did a great job. He angled first down, then he angled out of bounds, and 61 seconds remain here in the first half.
Quarterback will roll to the left side. It's the wide side. He's looking into the end zone, and it is too far out in front of his intended receiver. Incomplete. It'll bring him down second down 10, just inside a minute to play in the first half. And once more, the quarterback for Mission Valley, Victor Vargas, the senior quarterback, that's when he has to. He can throw that football. I mean, he's thrown some deep routes, and on these shorter ones, he throws the ball with some considerable authority. Second down, 10 call. Back to throw again. Looking left, going left at the goal line. Is tipped and picked off at the goal line. He's going to go. No one's going to catch him. This is going to be a 95-yard interception return. JCN down the right side, 20. He'll cut across the field. What a return. Connor Kearns, 90-plus yards on the interception at the goal line. And with 40 seconds to go in the half, JC intact on another one. Wow.
I can't believe that Carter Kearns was able to hold on to that football, because as he was running, it kind of went off his right shoulder, and he pinned it against his shoulder pad and then was able to bring it forward, get possession of it. And I'm going to tell you, the only problem he was going to run into the entire time was Cameron Seaver. But then he did a great job of cutting back inside the field of play, caught a little block from Andrew Baker right there, and JCN put an exclamation on this half.
Mission Valley will very soon be going to the halftime locker room, and they are going to be a team with problems. And now we're going to get a timeout, but I don't think JCN has any. The pitchers are stopping play. And we've got a penalty, illegal procedure against the Chargers, who will, for the third time tonight, be going for the two-point conversion. The official along the near side, the line judge on the near side, whipped that flag on the ground. So for JCN, it's a bigger deal. That two-point conversion from the eight, that's a whole other animal. We'll see what they decide to do here. Everybody checking the armbands. Coach has reached down to, all the way to page two of the playbook now. Two to the left end, two to the right. Very long count. Grady takes a snap, throws over the middle, a diving effort, and it is dropped and incomplete. We've got a timeout on the field with only 40 seconds to go in the half. It's Jefferson County North 22, Mission Valley nothing.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Up the football. Mission Valley will have one last opportunity to get something on the board to the first half with only 40 seconds left. Chargers ready, and here's the kick. It is a short kick taken by an up man, drops it, picks it up at the 35, hits short of the 40-yard line, and swarmed over. And with the coverage on that is going to be Nolan Handley. Jacob Carlson, kick coverage man for JCN with the stop for Mission Valley. Because there's absolutely no reason to go to a victory formation, go to the locker room. You got to throw this ball. You got to air this thing out. You got to try to do something, don't you?
I don't know. Ask the Saints how that worked. Right? Like, I mean, it's really fresh on the mind. Like, there's nothing wrong with just hitting the knee and getting out of this thing.
We'll see what they elect to do with this. Going to send a man out of the backfield in motion. QB Vargas is back, throws one right over the middle. It's going to be caught right at the first down marker. They'll stop the clock just long enough to move the chains and get that ball set.
They're going to give Mission Valley, he's going to utilize their second timeout, and
they're not going to give up a first down. We're going to keep it here. They're going to call it second down and very, very short length, less than the length of a football. If that's the second time tonight this crew has looked across the inches.
I'm going to tell you, that was a bad spot because nobody has a better shot at this thing. Like, this
right in front of us. There's a 48-yard line.
And so, anyway, for Mission Valley, coming into today's ballgame, they were 3-4, 3-1 in district play. JCN at 4-3, 3-1 in district play, and it's a big game here for both of these teams trying to host a Week 9 game next week. For us,
we don't have
the question marks next week, but the one thing that's not a question mark, Raven football tomorrow afternoon, the number 8 team in the country, Benedictine, will be on the road. It will be homecoming in Marshall, Missouri. As goodness, there'll be a lot of purple and orange.
Won't there, though? You don't used to like a lot of orange.
I love a lot of orange. But you can't throw it with purple.
Here comes the second and very short call.
A good friend once has said that was the worst combination you could ever do.
You probably had something there. From their own 47-yard line, Mission Valley. 20 seconds left in the half. Vargas is back to throw again. Short pass, juggled, bobbled, then caught for a loss. Should have let it go. It would have stopped the clock and would have saved a couple of yards. Now it'll bring up a third down and a couple. 8 seconds, seven. They're going to have to hurry to get a playoff. 5 seconds and four. And now they're going to call a timeout.
going to be their third and final.
Yep. So, Mission Valley, and I suspect that with this play, we're going to find out just how far Victor Vargas can throw a football.
I don't know.
Or you
put
it on his
hook, hook and ladder.
I was never a fan of that. I've only seen that thing work like twice ever.
6 seconds.
Both teams step out about to the numbers out of the field to huddle up a little bit around their respective coaches' staffs. Jeff Schneider for JCN and Kevin Vanderbilt for Mission Valley. If you're not familiar with where Eskridge, Kansas is, just on the just off the southwest corner of Topeka a little way. So here we go. Third down and two. That really doesn't make any difference. 6 seconds left. The thing is, at their own 46-yard line, Mission Valley, 54 yards from pay dirt here. And we'll see what they've hatched up. By the way, guys, Mission Valley's got some big men out there on that offensive line. I mean, they got some big guys. Here we go with the third down play, the final play, barring a penalty of the first half. Vargas is back to throw. Got time. Thinking about running. Now dances away. Cuts over to the right side. Now he's going to throw deep across the field, and it is going to be way too high. It's going to be incomplete, and it's going to take us to the end of the first half. We'll be back here at Riley Field in Winchester, Kansas, to summarize the opening half for you. Intermission score, Jefferson County North 22, Mission Valley nothing.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Do you get frequent heartburn? It may not be just heartburn. An estimated 1 in 5 American adults suffers from GERD, a serious condition that, if left untreated, can become a lifelong disease and lead to more serious health conditions like Barrett's esophagus or esophageal cancer. Dr. Roderick Warren is one of the leading surgeons in the country to perform TIF, a minimally invasive surgical procedure that fixes the cause of GERD. Dr. Warren offers surgery at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, as well as clinic visits at Amberwell Leavenworth Clinic. To seek relief from GERD, visit amberwellhealth.org and take their online quiz to see if TIF is right for you. Or contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
We'll be here in Winchester as the halftime crowd's getting set to be entertained. So, that said, Gus, such an interesting first half. Such different ways of going about playing football that have been brought into this game by the two teams and by the two coaching staffs. And right now, ground game winning.
Yeah, ground and pound right now if you're JCN. They've done a great job of just running the football. They've only possessed the ball. How about this?
No, I'm just going to ask you, how many times have we said this year, ground and pound on the football season? How many times?
How about this? JCN has only possessed the ball four times in the first half, and somehow they came away with three touchdowns. First possession on down, second possession and third possession, they were able to get in the end zone, and then a punt on their fourth possession. You say, where'd that extra touchdown come back? That was a 97-yard pick six by Connor Kearns. The two-point was no good. That gets us to our halftime score. For Mission Valley, two possessions in the first quarter, three possessions in the second quarter, and really the only reason they got three is because of the interception. And it wasn't good. Two interceptions. They got to half, a turnover on downs, and a punt on three and out in their first possession of the ball game. So for Mission Valley, sit around and try to circle the wagons here at halftime, because this is a team that has won three games this season. They're 3-4, but they're 3-1 in district play, so they are a team who knows how to win some games. For JCN, 4-3, looking to get that fifth win of the season. Also, looking for that fourth win in district play and to host a game in week 9.
You've got to be very careful if you're JC, and when you come out in the second half, to be very aware that this is, you know, that wounded animal in the corner. And with that passing game, and we've seen the strength of the arm of Victor Vargas, and he's got some receivers down there who believe in him or go for that pass. They can strike really fast. I mean, it would not take them long to get back into this game if allowed to.
So if Coach Snyder is, and we don't know if he is a script coach, flip it over, start from play one. Right?
Over again.
Right? Like, just run the same script in the second half. Because so many times coaches start to say, well, we did that so well, let's move on to something else. Rather than, wow, we did that so well, let's just keep running it. Right? Like, I mean, sometimes coaches get a little bored with what they have going on. So they want to stretch it a little bit. They want to try that play on page four. Now, stick with what you've got here in the first half. It's got you up 22 points.
From somebody who's seen some games, I'm going to tell you there's nothing boring about winning football games.
Yeah, doesn't matter how you do it as long as you get the W, right?
Yeah, and if the formula is working, sticking with it is probably a great idea. Hey, it is senior day, senior night here at Jefferson County North High School, and with that, going to be special recognition. And that said, guys, on this JC team, and as good as they are, and as well as they're playing, it is senior light on this club. Three seniors on this team. And we're going to talk about them when we get back. But right now we're going to take a little bit of an intermission. It's halftime here at Riley Field on the campus of Jefferson County North High School. Winchester, Kansas. We'll be back to bring you the second half live. But right now, with your intermission score, JCN 22, Mission Valley nothing. We're kicking it back to our man, Joseph, in the Camp Radio Sports Studio. You've got your halftime.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
It's fall at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and they've got the Fall Blizzard menu to prove it. Check out all the new flavors, including Reese's Take 5, Oreo Hot Cocoa, and Berry Cherry Chip. And don't miss the Blizzard of the Month, Snickers Brownie. They're in the fall mood at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. You know it, you love it. It's fan food, not fast food.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school football this evening. We'll return to the JCN game in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the schedule for tomorrow, we've got Benedictine College on the road at Missouri Valley. Tune in right around 1:30 to get all of the pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking a look around the area, in the Washington County Rock Hills game, at last report it was Rock Hills 8, Washington County 6. Clifton Clyde is leading Bennington 38-6. Hanover is leading Frankfort 14-6. In the Blue Valley Lynn game, at last report it was Blue Valley 14, Lynn 12. In the St. Mary's McClouth game, St. Mary's is leading McClouth 38-0. In the Jackson Heights Onega game, it is Jackson Heights 14, Onega 0. Riverside is trailing Troy by 57 points, as Troy has got 57 points to Riverside's 0. In the ACCHS Silver Lake game, at this moment, ACCHS is leading at 30-28. It has been a game marked by turnovers. Sabetha is trailing Nemaha Central 7-0 at the half. Holton is leading Jefferson West 45-0 at the half. In the Hayden-Hiawatha game, it is Hayden 26, Hiawatha 0. And in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got JCN at 22 points to Mission Valley's 0. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 55 tonight under clear skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 80 tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Lows dip down to about 64 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 71 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. We've got a feels-like temperature of 71 out there. The wind is out of the south-southeast at 9 miles per hour. The relative pressure is sitting at 29.59 inches of mercury. The relative humidity is at 33%. And we'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz in just about a minute.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison. Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home?
Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care, with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week, right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Okay.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on Care 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
And we welcome back to Winchester, Kansas. It is, wow, week 8 already. It's district football here. Jefferson County North hosting Mission Valley. Tom Couch here, Joseph back in the Care Radio Sports Studio, and I can tell you, it's been a good first half for JC, and 22 points in the first half, and defense still pitching that shutout, leaving the goose egg on the board in the first half.
All right, guys, speculate. We're not running a pencil here, but Ethan Noel, triple digits already running?
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, and the only problem that you might run into is he's only had 4 times touching the football, but yeah, I feel like if he's not there, he's, you know, in that 90 to 105 yards of rushing so far in this ball game, and for JCN, they've been really good running the ball downhill. The first touchdown of the ball game came on an 18-yard Grady Knoll run with 36 seconds left in the first quarter. A 2-point run by Grady Knoll was good. It was up 8-0. Then early on in the second quarter, at the 10:29 mark, JCN scored on a 3-yard run by Ethan Knoll. 2-point run was good by Connor Kearns, and that wasn't all the scoring that Connor did in the first half. Then, with 40 seconds left in the half, Connor Kearns took the ball away from Mission Valley and went 97 yards the other way on a pick six. That's all 22 points for Jefferson County North in the first half.
Ethan Nola's going, wait a minute, Grady's got 8 points, you know, and Connor's got 8 points. I've only got 6. What's going on here? I bet he adds to that 6 in the second half.
Yeah, he's going to find a way to get a few more points on there, right?
And I would suggest to you that this 22-0 that we see here in halftime, that is not our final score here today. We're not done seeing points being scored. We're talking about it being senior night here at Riley Field in Winchester. And the 3 seniors on the JCN football roster, Blake Fowler, Jacob Carlson, and Mason Weiser. So, 3 guys with the senior night here. So, it's good to see that. Also, by the way, we've got
a cross-country runner.
Cross-country senior out there who is 1 senior. That's absolutely incredible. Help me with that print down there, because that's... Okay.
Sharp. Is it Jay? Sharp?
Okay.
Cross-country runner. So
the only senior on that group.
I'm taking a look around the state of Kansas and see if we can maybe come up with some scores. What was it? We saw Atchison in the early second quarter was leading 24-0 in that ball game. Free State leads Olathe North 21-7. Wamego is up on Abilene at the half. Kind of flying through here. Olpe leads Central Heights 29-0. Wow. At halftime, Troy 57, Riverside scoreless.
Wow. We saw Troy just a few weeks ago, and we know how they can get up and down the field. That's a lot of points, man.
Wow. 57-0. Spearville and Sublette going at it tonight.
Right, and you talk about going at it. If you weren't here tonight, you know you might be at Riverfront Stadium, Wichita, home of the Wichita Wind Surge, which is now, tonight, the neutral site for the Hatchet game.
Who are they?
Huh?
Who's the Hatchet game?
Dodge City, Garden City.
And then they're playing all the way in Wichita?
Yes. Bigger, had to find a bigger place.
Okay. Didn't they play, right, like Capon and Carroll played there earlier this year, or were going to play there
earlier this year? I believe that's exactly right.
I think a game that you saw earlier, where was it? The Sabetha game. Oh, no, Sabetha led Nemaha Central, yeah, 7-0 at the half. How about more on that Troy game? Troy led 35-0 at the end of a quarter.
Incredible.
So, St. Mary's is leading McLeod. That's a game from down the road here. St. Mary's 45, McLeod scoreless. So,
Jackson Heights, last we had, 14-0 lead over Onega. And at halftime, Holton leads Jeff West 45-0. So, the Holton Wildcats continue to play outstanding football. Hayden leading Hiawatha at the half 26-0. So there's that. Two teams coming back out of the field. Now, if you'll remember, at the onset of this ball game nearly an hour and a half ago, it was Mission Valley who had won the flip of the coin, electing to defer to the second half. And with that in mind, Jason is set to kick it away again. Most of the kicks have been short, kind of squib kicks. One went out of bounds. It's going to be another squib kick, kicking at the 35-yard line, and a smart play by an up man who just falls forward, covering up the football. That's Nolan Handley. And for Mission Valley, their first possession of the second half will begin at their own, 38-yard line, maybe, something like that. First and 10. Welcome back here to Winchester, Kansas. Our high school game next week. We know there's going to be one. We have yet to figure out where and when, with whom it will be, but we'll keep you posted. Quarterback is back to throw. First play of the second half is going to be a little behind and his intended receiver and uncatchable. As Mick Quinn stopped, turned around, dove behind him, but just not quite able to come up with that football. It'll bring up a second down 10. And that play took just a couple of seconds off the clock. I mean, the pass and the ball we talk about all the time will slow the tempo of the game down, and maybe Mission Valley one more reason that they will want to throw the ball a lot in the second half.
Yeah, and at the end of the first half, we saw them really throwing the ball well to Mick Quinn, so feel like he's going to become a bigger part of the passing game.
Vargas is going to send everybody out into the pattern on this second down 10 call. It's going to be a quarterback draw. He'll run it over to the right side, hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage, getting beyond the 40-yard line and up to about the 43. Picking up about 5, Ethan Knoll with a stop on the play for Jeff North. And it'll bring up a 3rd and 5. One of the infrequent running plays that we've seen out of Mission Valley, because most of the time that we've seen them run the ball, it has been Vargas with the carry.
Yeah, Vargas is kind of the do-everything guy, right? The quarterback likes to get downhill when he can. And I'm going to tell you, the quarterback draw is a play we really haven't seen much from them. I think he runs a little more out of necessity, but I think he could run the ball pretty effectively if you give him that opportunity.
Back to throw, has a man open. It's going to be caught for a first down and more. 50, 45, 40. Pulls away from him at the defender. Inside the 35 and down to the 33-yard line. That was a very, very well-designed and well-executed play for Mission Valley. And guess again, his now favorite receiver, Mick Quinn.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we talked about. At the end of the first half, we saw them going to make Quinn a little more and a little more. And here's what the other thing. He showed good hands, right? And if you're able to catch the ball, the quarterback's going to build a little more faith in you as you go.
I got another score that I have to share with you. First and 10 inside the JCN 35-yard line. Vargas is back, pulls it back down, pulls it away from a defender. It's just going to run with it. Breaks the tackle, 30, 25, down to the 20. He's all the way down to the near the 10-yard line. Quarterback Victor Vargas on a broken play runs and picks up huge yardage, tackled by Cameron Seaver. They're going to spot him down just shy of the 10-yard line, first and 10 of the 10. Gus, we've got a score in. ACCHS Silver Lake, halfway through that game.
Halftime score, go Tigers. ACCHS leading Silver Lake at the break, 30-28. So going out on 24 and taking a couple points off of them.
How about that? It's going to be a first and 10, just inches outside the 10-yard line. It is possible to pick up a first down. Vargas will take it, hand off right side to the 10, to the 5, and spinning down to the 4-yard line. That was a nice run straight ahead. Ethan Knoll with the tackle on the play. And because that's maybe one of the very few designed run plays up the middle that we have seen. Second down and a couple. The 2 yard line. Mission Valley threatening here early on his first possession here in the second half. Bush will go to the right side, the short side. Handoff is going to go to the running back. Power move straight ahead. He's going to be close to the first down. Lean it, push it toward the end zone, and he will be just a little bit short, but I think he's got the first down.
You know how much I love that, being able to pick up a first down inside, you know, inside the five, really, anywhere there, and they're going to give him first and goal at the one for Mission Valley.
They're going to stop and get him reset, and here we are, caught the 1 yard line, because you got to call it the one. Got to call it something. Mission Valley, they have come out like gangbusters here to start the second half. I got an idea. Coach gave him some inspirational words down here below the south goalpost where they stayed outside here at halftime. The first to go call, and the snap is high over the quarterback's head, and luckily for Mission Valley, there was a procedural call.
Yeah.
Boy,
the running back took off just a little early right there. It's going to cost them five, and so now they're going to look at first and goal at about the six-yard line.
Had that penalty not happened, and that play would have stood, that ball was over the quarterback's head, and anyone could have gotten that thing around the 10-yard line.
It's a free game back there.
So here we go, first and goal now back at the six. Mission Valley very, very wide to the left side, all the way out to the numbers. The snap again is over the quarterback's head, chasing it back at the 20, back to the 25, now trying to run with it. Look at downfield, hit down at the 24-yard line. What a play, and the loss of another 18 yards.
Grady Knowles is going to get credit with the stop right there, but if you're Mission Valley's quarterback, Victor Vargas, and this is something that, you know, Coach will talk to you about in film, and this is why you watch film, okay? Coach is going to tell you, hey, ball snapped over your head, go back, you get it, you just chuck it out the back of the end zone. We're going to move the ball all the way back to the original line of scrimmage. Instead, now you're looking at second and goal at the 24.
This drive that was going so swimmingly for Mission Valley has suddenly taken a bad turn. Quarterback back to throw again. We're going to get an illegal procedure call. That right now receiver moved.
See, and that's the wrong call right there.
And I'm going to tell you what happened.
Because he was baited into
it
by the cornerback. So, again, if the receiver moves off of a bait by the defender, that's back to the whole Derek Thomas thing. You remember when Derek used to stick the hand across the line and get the offensive lineman, and then you started calling him for baiting him? That was probably just a bad call by the officials. And see, the coaching staff over here for Mission Valley, not happy with it.
That's reasonable that they would be not happy with that. Now out at the 29-yard line, it is second and goal. Vargas back, BB pass, over the middle, caught at the 20, slipping, cutting across the grain, and down to the 18. So it'll be, they'll get part of it back, but they still got a long way to go now. At the 18-yard line, it is third and goal. JC is going to make a little personnel adjustment, bringing in Grant Furman.
Two plays right here, right? There's two plays because you're trying to get in the end zone, but there are two play calls to go with. Okay? Quarterback draw.
Over the screen?
Running back screen. All right, middle screen.
Depending on how the defensive alignment sets up. QB is back to throw again. Going to the end zone. He's got his man caught at the five, at the two, down to the 1 yard line. It'll be fourth and goal again at the one. Mission Valley's been down here a couple of times. Bryce Bunger with the catch and the carry, and the Chargers did a great job of stopping him just outside the end zone. Connor Kearns with that stop.
Yeah, Connor Kearns over there along with Cameron Siever. And then we'll bring up now a fourth and goal from the one. Now, you have this play in your playbook, right?
Yeah, you give it to your big fullback and push straight ahead to the quarterback and just dives forward, right? Here we go, fourth down and goal. Mission Valley at the one. Quarterback is going to take it. Handoff running back leans in a great second effort into the end zone. Mission Valley's on the board with 6:33 to go in the opening quarter. Gus, they took about 5.5 minutes off the clock on that opening series. And most impressively, when they were pushed back to nearly 30 yards away, from the end zone and a first down. Colton Appelhans had come in, a guy who doesn't play a lot of offense, a big defensive cornerback, carried it in, and again, the call was what we would have expected. They had him slowed down at the line of scrimmage, and then I think he just kind of turned a little sideways and knifed his way through and walked in. And now for Mission Valley, it will be the two-point conversion effort. Do you go back to the well once again here, maybe? Vargas, the quarterback. Nope, he's going to be back to throw. Fires one. He's got his man open on the right side and into the end zone. It's good. A two-point conversion to McQuinn. We got a timeout. We got a ball game. With 6:33 to go in the third quarter, Mission Valley's on the board. It is JCN 22, Vikings 8.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler, and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
We're nearly halfway through the third quarter here in Winchester. Jefferson County North has not touched the football yet in the second half. Welcome back, everybody. Taking the kickoff start second half, Mission Valley's on the board.
We were still in Jefferson County last week, right, for football?
Yeah, we were. Here's a squib kick, kind of an onside kick, and the up man bobbles up for a moment, but does a great job then of just, like, diving on top of the football. Good job by Braden Williams out there. 6:32 to go in the third quarter. And JCN, because of that onside kick, that's such a double-edged sword. You know, you try to get it back, and when you don't, if you don't, you give up really, really big field position. And the Chargers out of the field running up over the football. Grady Noel brings them up, and again, they will start with everybody in tight. The handoff to the running back. He'll go right side to the 50. Bounces down to the 47-yard line. Now, the run by Connor Kearns right there, guys, he thought he was going to pick up a lot more, but McQuinn did a great job. I'll tell you what, McQuinn is battling for my MVP right now for Mission Valley.
Yeah, McQuinn's doing a lot of things, right? In the first half, he was mostly playing that linebacker position and just tackling anything that kind of came into his neighborhood. But as the game has progressed, he has turned into the number one receiving target for Mission Valley. So he's been a pretty good all-around player tonight.
Same play, same way. 45-40, breaking into the middle of the 35. Doesn't matter. He's going to go to the end zone, and it's all going to come back because we've got a penalty down at the line of scrimmage, and it's going to go against the Chargers. The official back there.
Oh.
We just get another penalty?
No. Hmm. We did ask the official. We had official ask a coach if he wanted to call again.
I love it. And there's your holding call against JC, and they've had a handful of those between holding the pass interferences.
Last time you saw an official try to hand his flag or
coach,
you want to call it?
This is great. I thought he was going to make a call against the sideline, but instead he was just making it very clear to the sideline that, you know what, I'm going to earn my money here tonight. I'll call this. 5:47 to go in the third quarter. 22-8, JCN out front here at home in Winchester, Kansas.
I expect to see some penalties tomorrow. You don't ever say that, right? But I think we're going to see some penalties tomorrow.
I mean, you could just go by the fact that, and unfortunately for them, Benedictine is the number two most penalized team in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, following what? Only Graceland, as I recall.
Yeah, and barely, right? Like, we'll talk about that tomorrow, but yes. Should be a fun one in Marshall, Missouri, but we should have a fun ending to this game.
Second down, 19. Here's a little pitch play. Ethan will cut to the left side, gets to the edge at the 40, cuts back into the middle, grabbing the face mask, no penalty down, and gets up to the 45, and that's where the play will stop right there. Bryce Bunger with the stop for the Vikings. Got a Mission Valley player. Yeah, he's kind of shaking off a little bruise there and walking back into the defensive huddle. Seems like he's okay. So we're down now to 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Chargers are going to run Connor Kearns back into the game. Kearns and Eli Weiser have kind of been rotating back and forth, carrying the call in from the near sideline. Third down and 11. And again, the same play, down to the 50, down to the 45, and he's right at that first down mark. I think he got it. Porter Dieters will make the tackle for Mission Valley, and the official looking across the field, and he's saying, move those chains, guys, that's a first down. Because JC has seen something, they think they figured out something, and they are running it. I don't know, you can probably describe the play a little better than I can as they hand off that running back, as he's sweeping around, and then just kind of cuts it back into the middle of the field.
Now the official.
The official on this side is waving at them to move the sticks.
And now the white hat's going to walk over. And
at the first down. Isn't it pretty clearly like the football?
It's going to make sure to put it back. Here we go.
That fourth down stick is nowhere near where that football is at. I can tell you that right now. Okay? Nowhere near.
See, now the Whitehead's having a word with the chain crew over there. I tell you, it's not
we
on them because the far side official was telling them to move.
The official on this side says to move, and I say if they stopped to stretch that out.
I think the Whitehead, though, is having a tough night, right? I mean, you can tell he's getting a little grumpy at this point, and we're doing good, right? We're moving right along here. And the official's not even going to mark or measure it.
Nope.
He's just going to say it's fourth down in
If I'm Jeff, I'm like saying, I request that you measure this, please. Be very courteous. Now the officials are huddled up over three of them. He's standing up with a football. Another one from the near side is coming in. And we're going to bring the chains in now. Yeah, here we go. This is more than the length of the football first down.
Well, see, and you can look. The Mission Valley coaching staff, and they're not very happy, and I really think that it's less of, is it a first down, is it not? I think they're not happy because he walked all the way over there, looked at it, and then comes out on the field. Spring sticks in right away, right?
Okay, here we go. We'll see how this thing stretches out, and there you go. By more than the length of a football, this is a first down.
Hey, there's baseball on tonight. Did you know that?
There's what?
Baseball.
Yeah, I figured there would be. I have no idea who.
Phillies, Padres, top of the sixth. Padres trailing the Phillies 3-2.
Okay, just because you said that, tomorrow at halftime, I'm going to talk to the Padres fan residing in Atchison County, Kansas.
You could say, you know, the only Padres fan in the Midwest, probably.
Here's a straight ahead run and taking it inside the 40 yard line, and there's a downfield marker coming into the game kind of late after about a 5-yard run. So we will see what this is all about. And as they're sorting this out, Gus, yes, at halftime tomorrow, as we've been doing a series on meeting the coaches, it is going to be pass interference against the offense.
Okay, so we were blocking downfield too early.
Maybe. Now, is there pass interference on a running play?
I've not seen it.
We're waiting for the field to see this call. That's, you know, it's not illegal to use the hands. That was a pass interference call. But anyway, they'll sort it out. Back to halftime tomorrow with the Benedictine game. We're doing this series of introducing you to and learning a little bit about the coaching staff for the Ravens. A lot of young coaches, a lot of new faces. And this week, we are going to be talking to Coach Barraza. Now, we talked to Coach Barraza last week. We're going to talk to
him. Wait a second. You going to do this again?
Yep, sort of. Here's JCN on a second down at about 13, picking up the 3 or 4. And he'll bring up a third down and long. Now, yeah, we're going to talk. Last week, it was Brian Barraza. Tomorrow, we're going to visit with twin brother Adam Peraza out of San Diego, California. Yes, he loves the Padres. We're going to learn a lot about him. Very interesting young man. Look forward to sharing that conversation with you tomorrow at halftime of the Raven game. Second down to 9. QB back now over up the middle, and there's not much there. McQuinn with another stop on the play. It will bring up now for JCN. Third down, and we got half a dozen or so.
Yeah, third and 6 right now here for JCN. That last play was a good one for JCN, right? Just a little quick underneath handoff, picking up, you know, about 4 or 5 yards on the play. But again, JCN's offense just taking lots of time, yep, and just eating up this clock.
Churning the ball downfield. They picked up the penalty yardage, plus they're now at the 40-yard line. There was movement, and that's going to cost 5. So the Charger offensive line getting just a count fast by one of the young men, and back they will go again. So the 3rd down and 6 becomes 3rd down 11. And again, they're back at the 45-yard line. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. 22-8. Jeff North in front here at home. And then now, this time, they're going to widen the field out. How about this? We haven't seen this a lot. Sideline to sideline for quarterback Grady Noel. Straight back to throw, looking straight over the middle. Passes high and incomplete. Looking for Ethan down around the 35-yard line, right at the sticks. But Sam Bryan, the defender in the vicinity, and the pass a little bit high, kind of sails in. A rare play coming up for JCN. They're going to punt the football.
Yeah, JCN only punted once in the first half, and that was on their final possession. So for JCN, how about this? Back-to-back possessions now. They're going to finish with a punt.
And for Mission Valley, has old momentum kind of swung around a little bit?
Maybe a little bit.
From the 45-yard line of the Vikings, JCN, the snap back perfect. The kick of the way, that's a good kick. It over in, but is it going to get to the end zone? And it will. So for Mission Valley, it'll be 1st and 10 of their own 20-yard line. 2:22 to go. Do you remember that movie, that TV show? Room 222?
No.
I didn't think so. I thought there was probably absolutely no chance, but I've had to throw that out there. Mission Valley coming out over the football, and again, as the game has moved on, Mission Valley has gotten better and better with every possession.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, their first 5 possessions, they had a punt, a turnover on downs, 2 interceptions, but the last time they held the football, they got into the end zone.
Quarterback is back to throw. Vargas looking downfield, has his man. It's going to be caught. Breaks the tackle at the 35-30. Look out, he's going to go to the 50. Breaks the tackle to the 40 and into JCN territory they go. What a catch and what a run after getting the ball. That was a big save by Braden Williams. As Porter Dieters, guys, was running over people.
Yeah, Porter Dieters showed some good breakaway speed after he was able to catch that ball, then got caught up in a little traffic, and a great job by Braden Williams in what probably was a touchdown-saving tackle. We have 2:10 left here in the third quarter, and Mission Valley quickly up over the football. They're feeling it on offense.
Back to throw again. QB steps up in the pocket, over the middle. He's going to hit his man at the 30-yard line. He's right at the first down marker again. I got to ask you, what is different, or is there nothing different for Mission Valley? Are they different, or are they just kind of settling in and clicking right now?
Well, we're going to watch on this play right here. I really think what's happening, I think JCN is playing zone, which is allowing those choice routes to settle on the inside.
While you're watching that, I'll let you know it's a 1st down and 10, now at the JCN 30. Quarterback back to throw again. Going left. Has his man. It's going to be caught at the 25, down to the 20, and the ball comes out, and they're going to call it an incomplete pass.
That's exactly what's happened. Is JCN's dropped into zone. And as an offensive player, you're looking at zone, and you're like, man, that's tough because you can't take the top off of it. But you know what it sets up? It sets up what you look at as a choice route, where you can go and either roll outside, you can roll inside, find a hole in the defense. And right now, Mission Valley's doing a great job of finding those gaps in the zone and then idling down, able to just set in that gap, let the quarterback hit him for a quick hitter. Is it 20, 30, 40-yard plays? No. for 6, 8, 10, and then you're looking for the run after the catch.
Well, there's the thing. You're one broken tackle away from a big play, and here's going to be the quarterback draw to the 30, 25, a 360 spin, carries a quarterback, Victor Vargas, to the 20-yard line, and he's right at another first down.
And the officials are just going to eye it up and say third down, but I'm like, if that ball is on the 20, isn't that a first down?
There they go.
Now, there he goes. He eyes it up. He immediately threw up three fingers and said, this is going to be third. And then he says, well, no, I guess it is on the line. It makes it easier.
Crew's been stingy with the first downs here tonight. First and 10, Mission Valley with a minute to play in the third quarter. A third quarter that has been all Vikings. Matter of fact, JC has had one touch of the ball in the third quarter. First down at the Charger 20. A back on either side of him, Victor Vargas. Players went over to the left side. Markers are going to go down. And the carry to the 15, but it's coming back.
Yeah, the receiver motioned, or the back motioned out of the backfield, and he was coming downhill when that ball was snapped.
See, there have been some times when, and you alluded to it earlier, it's been really kind of close to them being going downfield, but this time it was more than just close.
Well, that was more arena football, right? He was almost at full speed by the time the ball was snapped. Not really sure what the official's holding up play for. You?
Are there two markers
down
here?
Yeah, there's one in the backfield
and there's
one here.
Right here at the 30 or the 21-yard line. So there are two, I think, penalties. I don't think they saw the same things, did they? Here we go.
Illegal shift against the offense.
And then a dead ball,
personal foul,
Jason.
Okay, so basically what happens is you mark off the 5, you push back forward because of the dead ball, the 15 yards, it'll be first down at the, 10-yard line?
Move it 10 yards down, yeah, but it's going to be at the 10 or 11-yard line, it'll be first and 10.
Right, because you have to penalize the 5 because that was a live ball penalty. Then on the dead ball, you're going to spot it back up 15 yards, and yeah, I think when we all get said and done, it's going to be first and goal at the 10.
Now, I don't know that they do it anymore like this, but in the old days, they
used to walk it back.
It was very dramatic. Mm-hmm. You would mark her off, set it down, indicate the second penalty, pick it back up.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do
what
it.
You do.
Watch this.
This is old school now.
He says, "All right, we're gonna walk back 5, but don't come with me because I'm gonna just turn around and now I'm gonna go 15 the other way."
Yes, that's exactly correct, and that is the correct solution for the problem. Is that like old math and new math?
Yeah, I don't know.
It gets you the same answer?
It gets you the same answer.
37 seconds to go in the third quarter. We're going to be a little bit before we get this underway because the official's got to go way out in the middle of the field to pick up the laundry.
Hey, I actually got something right today.
Yeah, you did good. Look at that.
Doesn't happen often. Let's mark it down in the book.
But it is not first and 10. It is first and goal now.
Okay.
They're going to call this first and goal at the 10. They've dropped the other marker. Mission Valley, they've been here before several times tonight. They've scored on one of the quarterback's back, fires it over into the right flat. The receiver will make the catch, hit the line of scrimmage, and advance it perhaps a yard. No more than that. And Braden Williams again with another nice tackle for the Chargers. And I like that play. You throw it out to the receiver in the flat, and immediately he doesn't run to the edge, to the sideline. He immediately comes back into the center of the field.
It's kind of a...
Is it a tunnel screen?
Yeah, it's a version of the tunnel screen, right? You run it back underneath, and you're hoping to kind of get in that little tunnel right there and get yourself into the end zone.
Last play of the third quarter. Back to Thog. Over to middle. Dropped at the goal line and incomplete. We're through three quarters in Winchester. That fourth quarter is going to be exciting. Stay with us. After 3, Jefferson County North 22, Mission Valley 8.
Farming. It's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Win this one. How about that?
There you go.
Welcome back, everybody, to Riley Field here on the campus of Jefferson County North High School in Winchester, Kansas. You hear the JCN Pep Band in the background as the officials have to make that 80-yard walk from the 10-yard line on the south side to the 10-yard line on the north end to go to the fourth quarter.
You kind of want to go home and put your Christmas tree up, don't you?
I do. I'm hearing that. I may be digging out my plastic poinsettia when I get home.
You've still got that Christmas palm tree somewhere that you could put up.
It's lit and ready to go.
Hey, what's Christmas time like in Durham, North Carolina? Any idea? I'd like to find out maybe this year, right? You know, Daytona was really nice at Christmas time.
Durham would be good.
So
we'd have to go to Tobacco Road.
Yeah, so
you know,
maybe we could talk to Joel about making that happen for us, right?
We could find Roy and Chris Wickey.
There you go. I bet you couldn't name the coaches for both those teams today.
You're right. You're 100% right. Third down and goal. It's a quarterback draw. Cutting left to the five. Cutting to the end zone. Touchdown, Mission Valley. The first play of the fourth quarter, and the Vikings are within a score.
Yeah, and that play was really set up by the wide receiver, Bryce Bunger, as he was able to go out there and get credit for a big block now. Again, I had a coach in college that always told me it's not holding if they don't call it. But, yeah, a big block out there for Mission Valley. They're drawing this thing a little closer.
22-14. And they will again go for two. Remember the last time they went for two? It was a long two. Here they go again. Everybody in the pattern for quarterback Victor Vargas, who just scored that. It's a double reverse and a tackle in the deep backfield. What a job by J.C. and Grady Knoll. We're taking a timeout with 11:55 to play in the game. It's Jeff North 22, Mission Valley 14.
It's fall at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and they've got the Fall Blizzard menu to prove it. Check out all the new flavors, including Reese's Take 5, Oreo Hot Cocoa, and Berry Cherry Chip. And don't miss the Blizzard of the Month, Snickers Brownie. They're in the fall mood at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. You know it, you love it. It's fan food, not fast food.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
With 11:55 to go in the ball game, Gus for Jefferson County North. Don't you feel that it is imperative to not panic and then just go out there and put together a series? Because they haven't done that yet in the second half.
No.
They've only touched the ball one time.
They've only touched the ball once. I mean, yeah, it is. Hemi
Turing is the kicker out there for Mission Valley, and she'll put a toe to the ball. It is end over end, angling to the near side, rolling, picked up at the 25-yard line. Hit and missed at the 30. Bouncing outside to the 35, up the near sideline to the 40, 45. Cutting into the middle of the 50 and into Mission Valley territory is a marker fly. There it comes.
There's going to be two of them. You're going to get a holding penalty here. You're also going to get a face mask here. I think on both teams, you probably re-kick this.
The officials are again going to have a powwow here and discuss that.
Had the block right here.
You had the block in the 40, and at the other 40.
And then you have a face mask right there at the end. So
yes.
Likely you're going to have offsetting penalties.
The kick unit has come back out on the field, too. Because they're anticipating kicking it away again, I think, aren't they?
Unless they're both against Mission Valley, which...
Head coach Jeff Schneider for JC is out on the field, and again, well out near the numbers, talking to the officials. Holding
Mission
Valley. Declined.
Personal foul, horse collar against Mission Valley. Okay, so both of them against Mission Valley. Not often do you see a hold against the kick team.
No.
Right?
Well, that is going to put JCN in really good field position because it'll be tacked on to the end of a very, very outstanding return down to the 42-yard line. So we're going to go all the way down to the, what, 27? They're going to make it the 28-yard line. So we'll call it the 28. JCN will begin at the Mission Valley 28-yard line. 11:47 to go in the ballgame. And the Chargers hanging on to a one-touchdown lead. They're in front 22-14. And here comes the Charger offense, quarterbacked by Grady Noel. He has been a running threat tonight. He's been absolutely great. With a very long count, he will keep it himself. Cut to the right side, cut into the middle to the 25, down to the 20, picking up a first down, rumbling to the 17-yard line. And Gus, this is that replay of that script that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, get right back to it and do what you do well. And again, the kickoff return coupled with the penalty has set JCN up in excellent field position right here.
It is first and 10. The ball's going to be spotted down. Let's call it about the 16-yard line. Chargers with a football. Looking to push themselves back up again by two scores. Again, the quarterback will keep it. Same play, same way. This time, he's going to get about a half a dozen yards on a first down run. Second down, 4 for the Chargers. 11-11 to go in the game. Grady Noel. He has carried the ball, Gus, I would say, on well more than half of the plays tonight. Chargers with a very deep huddle this time. Going to race up over the football. Second down, 4 call. And they're all the way down now to the 10-yard line, deep in flanking territory. Handoff into the right side, to the 5, to the goal line. A touchdown, Connor Kearns. JCN takes advantage of a great return, a penalty to start this drive deep in Viking territory. And 3 plays later, punch it into the end zone. 10:42 to go in the third quarter. Chargers now up 28-14.
14 points now in the ballgame for Connor Kearns, right?
Yeah, see, Connor was trailing, you know, the other two guys.
So he's got a pick six, that score, and then the two-point run back on the second touchdown of the game.
Here's a handoff, and it's going to be Connor. He'll go back into the middle and take it into the end zone for the two-pointer. So Kearns adds his second two-point conversion to follow his second touchdown of the night. We're taking another break. Now at 10:42 to go in the fourth quarter, James Cannon struck quickly and lead Mission Valley 30-14.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
and kick it away. 30-14. Jefferson County North back in front. Here's the advance, and there's the kick. It is short, bounding around, still pounding around. It hops right up into the hands of a return man for Mission Valley. That kick by JCN's Will Elias. And when it's all done, Mission Valley is going to have the football first and 10 around their own 35-yard line. 10.5 to go in the game. But Mission Valley, Gus, in the second half has made moving the ball look pretty easily. I think they've scored on, what, every possession so far?
Yeah, so far they've had two possessions. This will be possession number 3 of the second half for Mission Valley. They've got 2 touchdowns.
Quarterback back to throw. Marcus, and he's going deep. He's looking for the home run, and it's way short, and there's the pass interference, our 3rd P.I. of the night.
That really didn't have anything to do with the pass, but he did reach out and grab the jersey as the receiver ran by.
See, that's kind of tough. I mean, at what point do you call it or do you not call it? I mean, you don't see as many times them arguing, well, it was an uncatchable ball anyway. It seems like they call that pass interference regularly anymore.
Yeah. So, this thing would be marked up right at midfield.
This is a ploy that you were talking about, Mission Valley, you know, maybe exploiting a little bit when you were talking about earlier in the game. Throw the ball deep, either get a reception, hope for the interference call.
Right, I think I called it the Las Vegas Raiders playbook,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Chuck it deep, hope for the best.
Moves the ball to the 50-yard line, 1st and 10, Mission Valley. Vargas back, over the middle, splits the zone, inside that 45, down to the 43-yard line, and again, just what you talked about, the soft spot, the open spot in the zone.
Yeah, and the receiver right out there that made the catch on the play, Mike Quinn, he understood that the hole in that zone right now is to the inside, right? Go out, they're trying to take away the sideline, say, cool, I'm going to turn to the inside, take that quick little soft pass, pick up 6 yards on the play.
Yeah, and you got a lot of time left in the game. It's not like you're doing time management and have to get out of bounds. You can play it in the middle of the field. 2nd down 4 for Mission Valley. This time it's going to be a straight ahead run. And what a hit. I mean, the running back was going into the hole, and Mason Weiser stopped him cold.
Yeah, what a job by Mason. He got right by the center and into the backfield as soon as the running back got the football. No gain on the play. It'll bring up now a 3rd and 4. Mission Valley.
Well, that was a devastating tackle. My goodness, outstanding.
9:20 left in the ball game. It's JCN 30, Mission Valley 14. Mission Valley with the football, looking at a 3rd and 4 right here.
They're going to come wide to the near side with Bryce Bunger. Motion will come to the near side. They're going to set up now in an I, and a pitch will go back to the tailback. It's going to be an illegal shift.
Yeah, too much motion going on there. Another penalty against Mission Valley. Instead of 3rd and 3, they're looking at 3rd and 8.
And again, they are capable of moving the ball in big chunks. And so it's not like this is an insurmountable sort of thing. But again, it takes the momentum away. It takes away.
Anybody want to guess what this play is going to be? Right? It's going to be Mick Quinn. And it's going to be either side. Depends where he lines up. He's going to be over here. All right. It's going to be Mick Quinn around the 42-yard line. See the brown spot on the field, like the only one out there?
Uh-huh.
He's going to be right about there.
Okay. And Kearns is going to go over to the far side. Coverage over there for Jeff North. Vargas is back. He is hit. He is sacked. He was just looking downfield, and suddenly, out of nowhere, the pressure from Braden Williams off the defensive end spot. He had to have slipped that tackle or that block and just flown into the backfield.
Braden Williams has put together an impressive game this evening for JCN. On that defensive front, he has been just disruptive, causing all kinds of problems for Mission Valley. Now, Mission Valley faced with an interesting call right here. You're looking at about a 4th and 21. There's 8.5 minutes left in the ball game. You don't know how many possessions you've got left, and you're down a couple scores. So I think you got to leave the offense on the field.
See, and I'm going to punt the ball. I hope I get a good punt, push him back, you know, inside the 20.
Has your defense shown you that you can stop JCN?
Until that last series,
okay.
Yes. 4th down, and here they go at 4th and 20. Quarterback draw, and he's in trouble. Bouncing outside. Going to try to get to the edge, and there won't be nearly enough room. He'll get to the 50. He needed 20. He got a dozen. And JCN will take over on downs and have a first and 10 at their own 48. So he got a chunk of it. But again, Gus, for the Charger defense, you know you've got that kind of room. You can play it soft. You can flex back. And you can give him enough room to find him and then bring him down.
Yeah, because on a play like that, if you're the defense, you just draw back to where the sticks are and keep the ball in front of you.
So here come the Chargers. Now, on their previous possession, they just blew downfield and scored. But it was a short field.
It was also
kinda
a short
like
field.
Now.
Yep, yep.
They started the last possession at the 40. This one at the 48-yard line, first and 10. Here's JCN with a receiver wide left and wide right. Two running backs in the backfield. Long count. Now the handoff, straight ahead running, 50, 45. That's about a 4-yard gain to the 45-yard line. Poor Dieters with another tackle on the play.
Okay, got a score for you.
I like it.
We're going to the fourth quarter. It's Silver Lake 34, ACCHS 30.
Wow.
So Silver Lake has retaken the lead in that ball game going to the fourth quarter.
However, Hayden and Hiawatha are done already.
I bet they are.
Hayden coming out on the long end, 54-0.
In the three quarters, Jackson Heights leads Onega 20-0.
7-11 to go in the ball game. It is a second down, six, Chargers. QB will hand off, going to the right side. There's a first down and more, 40, 35, down the right side, 30, inside the 20. One man to beat at the 10, reaching for the pylon. Is he into the end zone? He is not.
He's not in the end zone, and the white hat just threw a flag against JCN at the end of the play.
Well, he was near the 50-yard line.
Yep, I'm telling you, the runner went out of bounds, the official threw the flag.
Well, we'll see what this is all about. 7 minutes to play in the game.
Because...
Uh-huh.
So we're going to get another penalty against JCN, and that's a tough break. It looked like they were going to be... I'm going to guess that two-hand push is maybe just a block in the back against JCN. I've just never seen it indicated like that.
So let's see where we're going to assess this.
So it'll be a spot foul, so it comes back to the 47-yard line, yeah, where it'll be second down.
Going to bring up a second down and...
What, like eight?
What, eight, yeah. Let's call it second down eight at the 47-yard line. They got to get it down to the 39. 30-14, JCN in front. Now, here's what happens with all of this. The one irretrievable thing is the time that is being lost with these plays. And now JCN is going to take a timeout, and I'm suspecting Coach Snyder is just going to get everybody kind of calmed down a little bit. Joseph, we're taking a break with him. What do you say? 7 minutes to go in the game. Chargers 30, Vikings 14.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Timeout, Jefferson County North. Coming up over the football on a third down, eight call at the Viking 47-yard line. Quarterback will keep it himself, cut to the left side, dart into the middle, get inside the 45-yard line, down to about the 43, give him about four on that carry. Third down coming up for JCN, third down three.
The tackle for Mission Valley by Nolan Handley, a junior. For the Vikings, it'll bring up now a third down with 6:38 and
clock just melting away. Now, Mission Valley does have all three of their timeouts. JC and Byrne, their first one just a moment ago.
Third down call. It's a big one for JC, and although I think they would go for it on fourth down from here in this circumstance. The snap is back, the motion handoff, and the first down and more to the 35, down to the 30, down to the 20, racing the sideline and pushed out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. Connor Kearns, and he's got another big run. Gus, you got three guys who have been running the ball tonight. Grady Noel, Ethan Noel, and Connor Kearns.
Yeah, and Connor Kearns right there was looking to go into the end zone for what would have been his third touchdown of the night. Instead, it's going to be pushed out just a little short. 6:12 left here in the ball game. JCN leading 30-14. It'll be first and goal at the 4.
JCN has come out in these last two possessions and gone back to their early game form, running the ball and running it in that A and B gap. Double wing offense now. Grady will take the snap, handoff, bouncing outside. Kearns goes into the end zone, touchdown Chargers! Connor Kearns, third TD of the evening. And JCN may have just put together an insurmountable lead as they go up 36-14.
Kind of think that's the kind of play right there that will ice this game with only 6:07 left.
Chargers, as they have done all night and have done all season, they will be going for two here on the PAT. Again, a double wing kind of a setup. And they've got Kearns in the backfield to the left hand of quarterback Grady Noel. Grady's going to keep it this time, following Kearns' block into the end zone. It's good. Timeout on the field, 6:07 to play. It's now Jefferson County North, 38, Mission Valley, 14.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Good to have you with us here. Riley Field, Winchester, Kansas, where Jefferson County North has just extended its lead now to 38-14. Welcome back, everybody. Chargers are going to be kicking this one away, I would suspect, although the return men are not particularly deep, and it's going to be another low kick fielded at the 40-yard line, and the tackle made right there. Because that's when a lineman grabs the ball and doesn't fall down with it, but doesn't run with it either. Downfield for the coverage, Jacob Carlson for JCN. It's a first and 10 for Mission Valley. Raven football tomorrow on Care Radio at 2 o'clock kickoff at a 1:30 free game from Marshall, Missouri. Benedictine at Missouri Valley. QB Victor Vargas got his work cut out for him. He's going to have to be throwing the ball, and he's starting right here, going deep down the left side and overshoots his intended receiver, who, Gus, Porter Dieters had a couple of steps on his coverage.
Yeah, Porter Dieters had a couple of steps on him, but that time the quarterback just needed to either take a little off of it or put maybe a little more air underneath it and allow his receiver to run underneath that football. Incomplete pass, stops the clock with 5:55 left. 38-14 is the JCN lead here in this district game. And for JCN, it looks like there's a chance that they move on to next week with a home contest. And I'm not even going to speculate that one.
Come on now.
maybe
get out. You love
Riverside, I think. But
you love that limb.
Again, you know I don't understand that week nine well enough.
Here's a sweep to the left side by Vargas that is well diagnosed, stopping him for the gain of a couple of yards just across the 40-yard line up to his own 41.
Jacob Carlson going to get credit for yet another stop on the play.
Third down, 8 for Mission Valley. You talked about that clock melting down. Is it 5.5 minutes to go and counting? JCN leading it here by some 24 points now. Two receivers to the near side, and they're really not providing close coverage at all. Look how far back they're playing over the top of those receivers. Vargas will pass into the middle and into traffic. He doesn't go outside. He goes inside, and the catch made for about a 3 or 4 yard gain. Not a big gain at all for Porter Dieters, who's quickly tackled.
Okay, so 1 gets 4. Two gets 3.
2 gets 3.
So most likely Riverside, right?
Because
Troy thumped Riverside.
Yeah.
And I say did. They were up, 57 points at the half or something?
Yeah. So if everything goes the way we think so, Jason will be home with Riverside next Friday. There you go. It is a 4th down and 5. Mission Valley, the pass caught short, turning upfield and getting the first down. I mean, that was just a desire on behalf of the Mission Valley receiver, Colton Appelhans. 1st and 10. He just wanted that first down.
Now, Colton did an absolute wonderful job of getting the first down and stepping out of bounds. So not only do you pick up the first down, you reset the chains, but you're also going to stop the clock, 4:29 left in the ballgame.
1st and 10 at the Charger, 48. Straight back to throw again, Vargas. Looking left, throws it, that pulls it back down, now over the middle, and it's going to be incomplete. A little over the head of Porter Dieters, but it goes also just a little short of McQuinn.
Yeah, Quinn came diving back towards the football, trying to make a play on it. It's going to stop the clock with 4:22 left in the contest.
See, and there's where the game slows down. The passing begins in an effort to try to come back. And those incompletions stop it. The breeze has kicked up just a little. It is a nice warm breeze out of the south. 2nd down, 10, just across midfield for Mission Valley. And here's the pass downfield, and it is going to go incomplete. And again, looking over there for Porter Dieters. But look at the coverage downfield. We talked about the zone, but the coverage downfield, look how I see 4 guys very, very deep. And 3 of them are around Dieters on that last pass.
Oh, okay. Atchison. Not that long ago, they went to halftime.
Okay.
Atchison leads Wyandotte 59-6 at the break.
Oh, wow. See, again, when you're going to score 65 points in a half, it takes a little time scoring that many points. Quarterback back to throw again on the 3rd down, 10. It's over the middle and caught, 40, 35, down to the 30-yard line. Straight up the middle of the field and running straight north with the ball was Bryce Buncher.
Cameron Sieber makes the stop right there for JCN. It's going to be 4:10 left in the contest, and now they're going to roll the clock down. So by the time Mission Valley gets this thing snapped, they are going to be under 4 minutes to play.
QB looking left, throwing left. Got his man, and it is nearly picked and then out of the hands of Connor Kearns.
Connor Kearns did a great job of going up to try to get that football, but give a lot of credit to Bryce Buncher as he went up and was able to really separate the football from the defender.
See, that's that classic moment when there is neither offense nor defense, and both you got a couple of guys just looking for that pass. 3:55 to go in the game. Yeah, a lot of scores beginning to filter in, and I was just going to tell you that I refrain. I did not try to hex us talking about how quickly the game is moving early because now it is not in a lot of games around the area are finished. Motion will come wide to the right side. QB's back, pulls it back down, now gets a pass away to the 25-yard line and picking up about 4 yards or so on the catch and carry is Mick Quinn. They'll kick it over into the near flat, and that time, guys, interestingly enough, coverage for J. JC, and by Braden Williams. So Braden's been all over the field. He's been in the middle. He's been out on the edge like that, chasing receivers. Third down, five, we'll call it.
Yeah, Braden Williams playing that defensive end has done a great job just covering sideline to sideline tonight.
Inside the 25-yard line, third down, five, and here's your quarterback draw straight ahead and not getting the first down, Victor Vargas. He'll get to the 20, he needs the 19.
Do you need a program to figure out who made that stop? Braden Williams with yet another tackle for JCM. So it'll bring up now a fourth down for Mission Valley. I'm surprised. They've got three timeouts. Use one right here. Make sure you get this play right.
Back to throw over the middle. It's going to be juggled for a moment and caught inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. And again, another big fourth down completion. Connor Kearns with a tackle. Mission Valley keeps the drive alive. They're going to make it closer, but running out of time with a little over 3 minutes to go. Vargas takes a snap, rolls right, steps up, looks left, has a man. He has to come back for the ball, but Dieters cannot come down with it. It'll go incomplete. And we've got 3 minutes left. Tell you what, Vargas has done a nice job of, looking for receivers and bouncing around, eluding the pursuit. A couple of times you've seen him pump like he's going to throw and then change his mind, pull it back down, try to find somebody with a little bit of daylight. Now he's going to roll to the right side, kick one down the field inside of five. It's going to be incomplete. Pushed out of bounds along the near side. McQuinn.
Personal foul, roughing the passer against JCN. So,
JCN has been victimized by a lot of penalty yardage tonight.
Well,
they have
a lot of interesting penalties being called tonight. And
yeah.
So, that roughing the passer is going to give Mission Valley a fresh set of downs.
Matter of fact, it's going to have them at a first and goal kind of a circumstance with 2:57 to go in the game from the 9-yard line. It's going to be first and... That won't be an automatic first thing, Gus.
Yeah, I've never seen a white hat just bark at the coaching staff the way this guy is tonight.
It's not a first down. I thought it would be automatic first, but it's not. It's going to be up a second down and four around the eight. Quarterback's going to hand off. No, I'm going to pull it back, carry it himself, and kick it down to just shy of the 5-yard line. He's going to be very close to the first down. It'll be third down and inches. At the 5-yard line, we're still at 2:57 to play in the game. There we go. Snap is back again. Looking over the middle into the end zone, and it's intercepted. Picked off by, yes, it's Connor Kearns.
You haven't needed a program for some things tonight, and that has been Braden Williams with the tackle, Connor Kearns with the interception. Going to be his second INT of the night.
Connor Kearns having himself an evening here. The junior for JCN. And now for the Chargers. Or what? First down away from salting this thing away tonight.
Not this for JCN. You want to break a game down? They're going to possess the ball only 8 times this evening. Now Mission Valley does have all 3 timeouts left. JCN? Yeah, 2 of theirs.
So really, on 8 possessions, 5 touchdowns, is that my math?
Yeah, well, 8 possessions, 4 touchdowns, you had the pick 6. So,
Okay. It's first and 10 Chargers. And as they have done all night, JCN pulls everybody in tight. And here's a handoff to Connor. He'll bust outside to the 30, 35, up near the 40-yard line.
You know what I liked right there by Connor Kearns? After he picks up the first down, he stays in the field of play when he gets tackled. So many times guys are that close to the sideline, they're like, oh, I'll just step out. There is a penalty against Mission Valley. All right?
And this is another one, around the line of scrimmage here. And wait for them to sort this one out.
Okay. the initial indication was a penalty against Mission Valley. Now they're going to discuss it. I'm not really sure.
They've got the ball laid up around the 35-yard line, so that's going to be for the end of the play.
Was there a second penalty somewhere that I missed?
I'm scanning the field over here. I don't really see anything.
If I'm the officials, I'm looking at the clock and saying, 2:40, we can get out of here pretty quickly if we just figure out what we're doing.
And now the officials are going to add two more officials to the discussion. And four of the crew will get together. If I'm the line judge on this, I'm feeling a little left out.
Yeah, see? I just pick up the ball. Personal foul against... Okay, so personal foul against Mission Valley. Add 15 to the end of the run. So from the 35 to the 50. And here we go. First and 10. 2:41 left in the ballgame.
Wow. Jefferson County North will have the ball at midfield, and they have a 24-point lead. Clock rolling along, and I suspect the coach, Jeff Schneider, has done a good job of instructing his team and teaching his team how to best utilize that clock, how to maximize the amount of time. And here the count starts, and there's the snap. Quarterback goes up and gets it. Pulls it down, gets to the 50, and tries to slide down. Does he stay in the field of play?
He sure does. And I think he's going to be just a little short of the first down, which is great for JCN to run a little more clock off in case Mission Valley wants to utilize any of those timeouts. But I think we're kind of to the point where Mission Valley understands that they're far enough behind. They may just eat those timeouts tonight.
Yeah. A minute 50 to play. And again, in a 24-point game. Here come the Chargers, JCN, knocking on the door of their fifth win of the season and going 4-1 in the district. Second down in the yard. Again, they wait for the pistol to start counting. He does. The handoff will go into the left side of the line, grab of the jersey, trying to drag down the running back, but he'll pull the defenders all the way inside the 35-yard line. And another good, strong run for Jefferson County North. They will advance the sticks, and a couple of snaps of the ball is going to do it here tonight. You know, if you're Coach Snyder and you're giving out that, you know, Player of the Game award, you may have to carve that statue into a few pieces here this evening.
Yeah, a little bit, right? Connor Kearns has put together a great game. I've been impressed with Braden Williams on the defensive side. Grady Knoll has done exactly what you've asked him to do tonight. Ethan Knoll has knocked in a couple tonight. I mean, there's a lot of love to go around. And, again, the people that we kind of forget, that offensive line tonight for JCN has just been dominant.
They have been masterful. Ooh. They've done a great job. They're going to go to the victory formation here, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight here in Winchester, Kansas. Jefferson County North 38, Mission Valley 14, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on Care Radio 93.7. Our coverage will continue with a Giant Communications postgame show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that's from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Riley Field, campus of Jefferson County North High School, where tonight, because the JC and Chargers were a dominant team, and they handled Mission Valley 38-14, and I don't think there was really a point in the game when it was much in question, really.
No, I mean, there was a point where you looked at the early portion of the fourth quarter, right at the 11:55 mark, Victor Vargas went in on a 7-yard touchdown run. He got it back to within a score, 22-14. But then a short kickoff, a penalty aided on to that, and then JCN was able to knock in a 10-yard run by Connor Kearns. He iced it away at the 6:07 mark with a 4-yard touchdown run. Connor had two interceptions tonight, one of those a pick six, one of those ended a Mission Valley scoring opportunity. And tonight, you look at it, for JCM, they only possessed the ball 8 times, and in that last possession, did a great job of running out the clock. It was an excellent game for all these guys. Connor Kearns with a couple touchdowns. You had Ethan Knoll getting into the end zone. Grady Knoll into the end zone. The offensive line for JCM tonight was spectacular. Flip to the defensive side, I was really impressed with Andrew Baker along with Braden Williams along that JCM front line, and it was just a tough night for Mission Valley. JCM going to move to 5-3 in district. They go to 4-1. They're going to finish second place in this district, and again, don't know a whole lot. It looks like they're going to have a home game with, what, probably Riverside, I think, is how we were figuring it up for next week, but somebody with a whole lot of more authority than us will tell us that information tomorrow at some point.
That's it. JCN goes to 5-3 on the season, 4-1 in the district. And Mission Valley is now 3-5 and 3-2. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Tomorrow, the Benedictine Ravens on Care Radio, the number 8 in the nation, Benedictine, on the road at Missouri Valley. You're going to hear the game on Care Radio. If you tune in at noon, you won't hear that. You'll hear just hear Joseph and doing his fantastic show. What you will do is just wait a little bit. It is a 2 o'clock kickoff and a Care Radio pregame at 1:30. Ravens and Vikings here on Care. Look forward to bringing that one to you. Final score again here tonight. JCN 38, Mission Valley 14. And until we greet you tomorrow, for Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio, Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Find the latest scores, game recaps, and team information at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports Productions.